Let's talk about our aloe vera plus drink in the bottle over there. Aloe vera is one of our most exciting products. It's a healer. It's an herb. And when we get into the study of herbs, we realize that herbs are healers. In the Bible, it talks about herbs creating for the healing of mankind. That's in Genesis. Over in Numbers, it's the food chapter. It talks about foods you should eat and shouldn't eat, and clean foods and unclean foods. And herbs aren't mentioned there at all. And over in the healing chapter, foods aren't mentioned over there. And so they're in different categories. Herbs are not metabolized into either sugar burning or into cell manufacturing. They control environments. Herbs control environments. They're antiseptic, antiparasitic, antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral. And so they work in controlling the environments of areas, and they're healing as they go through the system and they come on out, not as a supplement, but as a healer. Aloe vera, garlic, and ginseng are the three greatest herbs in the face of this earth. There's several other herbs that people use, but aloe vera stands out as one of the three greatest, possibly one of the most authentic in history. We have the first writing ever written, which was written by a Chinese emperor 5,000 years ago, and he checked the herbs and found out their toxic and their stimulating effects. And because the Chinese traditional oriental medicine works on a philosophy of the yin and yang, which is the opposites existing in harmony, he would not allow any of the Chinese people to use an isolate herb without having first found the herb that was the antidote to it, and then you had to take those together. And then you would have the balance and the harmony of nature. You wouldn't have a toxic stimulant or an overhit because you used the antidote herb at the same time. And the way they use them at the same time is by boiling them together, and the juice would be synergistically released at the same time, and you would get a release of both at the same time through decoction of putting into the solution. And so the studies went on that in the first book ever written, there was aloe vera written as a healer. It was discovered as one of the first herbs for medicine and a very good healer. You come down to the Egyptian writings and you find there that in Ramses II's burial process, they used aloe vera for the entombment, preparation for entombment of Ramses II. Then you come on down into Queen Cleopatra, and they say of her that she was the most beautiful woman in the whole world. And it also says there in the Egyptian writings that she only allowed aloe vera on her skin. Wow. It wouldn't hurt for you to come in second place, would it? Use some aloe vera. In the process, Alexander the Great used it as a healing ointment for the wounds of the soldiers. And you follow it all the way down through, even into the atomic bomb in Japan. The radiation sores were eating to the bone and killing people. And finally, they found aloe vera poultice. And the radiation drew out, and the sores healed up, and they healed the rest of the sores. And so if any of you here are going to go to the hospital for an x-ray, if you're thinking about having an x-ray, you need to drink some aloe vera before you go, and drink it as soon as you get back, and let the radiation take the picture, but you don't need to have any radiation involvement in your tissues. Aloe vera should be used every time in these circumstances. Now, as you start to see its ratio to what happens in your body, we're going to take one little trip down through you. We're going to swallow it and see what all it does. Are you ready? When you take your first swallow of aloe vera, don't rush it. Slosh it around a little bit. Let it bask in your mouth a while. And what you'll find is that it immediately starts healing the sores in your mouth, the sores in the corner of your mouth, the little blisters on your lips, the herpes rash, as well as fever blisters and canker sores and little red sores by your gums that can cause serious dental problems. It heals those up. It also heals the little sting on your tongue that is a immune system compromised. And you can tell if the immunity in your mouth is properly balanced, because if the immunity in your mouth is balanced, you can do a little tongue test and you can see it's supposed to have a nice, smooth, slick feel on your inner cheek. You'll If it's nice and smooth without any roughness, not any pain, you have a balanced immunity. If you have a roughness, a burning, problems there, the immunity within your mouth is not correct. And you may even have in your mouth right now, trench mouth or candida. You may have several forms of problems right in your mouth just by the little tongue test. Oh yeah, I need a swallow of aloe vera. It will put that coating back there and balance up the immunity in your mouth. Also, the white coating on the back of your tongue is also a symptom of immune compromise. You know, if you would take a little scraping of that white coating off the back of your tongue and put it under a magnifying glass, you'd be shocked at what's running around and jumping on there. The one you have to worry the most about is a guy on the horse with a big spear. anyway, there's a lot of exciting things growing back there on your tongue. The aloe vera dissolves that coating back there and lowers the risk of the bad environment within your throat area and helps it prevent the sore throats and the raspy voices and the tonsillitis problems and such, and cleans that up. It also balances the electrolytes in your on your mouth and in your teeth and breaks down the tartar. We had one man that used to have to go to the dentist every 6 months to scrape his teeth, and the dentist said, man, you build a lot of plaque within just 6 months. And so he went, finally, after he started with the aloe vera, went back for his regular 6 month appointment, and the dentist got mad at him. He said, what's the matter? He says, well, you went somewhere else to have your teeth cleaned. He said, no, I just started drinking aloe vera, and it will balance the electrolytes in your mouth, and it will start dissolving the plaque off your teeth and cleaning your teeth up and sweeten your breath, and all of a sudden it's where you maybe used to have had bad breath, now you have sweet-smelling, wonderful breath, and you haven't even swallowed it yet. Are you ready to swallow it? When you swallow aloe vera, as it gets down into the stomach, there are many reports saying that it is the number one healer of peptic ulcers. Sores within the intestinal membrane are best healed with aloe vera. Peptic ulcers are just one. Other ulcers are helped so awful much. And for bad meal, for indigestion, if you get a hold of a meal that has something sour in it, you ate something and all of a sudden, oh, that was spoiled. Oh, you feel so sicky. And you burp a terrible burping. One swallow of aloe vera on a soured stomach, and it knocks that bad stomach out just almost immediately. No more burping, no more sicky feeling. It takes the environment of a spoiled meal, something bad in that meal, knocks it right out. It's absolutely incredible. Now, when you finally let that aloe vera go down through the stomach into the long intestine, there are several problems that are there within the intestine. Crohn's disease and other cultures that are eating bacilli off the surface and lowering your percentage of absorption ability and growths in there, and Crohn's disease. And we have had tremendous, tremendous testimonies of help against Crohn's disease and other problems in the intestine. One of the problems in the intestine is where little holes get in the intestine, and it causes what's called leaky gut syndrome. I don't know if you know about leaky gut syndrome, but one of the things it does is it lets just enough solution out that you get swollen, you get edema, puffy stomach, and it's at the lower part of the abdomen. If you see people with a large lower stomach, this is usually associated with leaky gut syndrome. It's the kind of stomach where you can thump it with your finger and it sounds like a ripe watermelon. That was supposed to be funny. In the process, I had one man who had a very large, swollen lower stomach, and he started with the aloe vera. He was only on the aloe vera approximately 2 weeks when he came back by to see me, and he says, Don, I want to show you my belt, and he pulled his belt out and five notches on his belt, and he says, I actually, by the scales, have not lost any weight. I'm surprised that he lost 5 inches in his waistline in 2 weeks. Just because he was getting rid of the leaky gut syndrome, all the edema, all the swelling, all the puffiness was just disappearing. You can lose inches and inches and inches on your waistline with just getting rid of that intestinal problem with aloe vera. When you take the aloe vera further down into the colon, you all of a sudden see problems like colitis and diverticulitis, and especially constipation. You start to work with constipation, which a hard stool will rip the tissue in the colon, starting cancer, starting fissures, starting hemorrhoids, starting all sorts of problems. But when you lubricate the mucous membrane of the colon, the hard material will eliminate constipation without tearing and ripping. You have normal regularity without the damage that's involved. It's absolutely fantastic for elimination. And so you can see from the moment you swallow it till the moment it leaves you, it's doing lots of good. Probably the most beneficial part of the aloe vera has to do with stress. Stress as a natural relaxant, as ability to rest, sleep well, or to calm down from the stress of the day. When I was taking a tour of the plant where Dr. Su, H-S-U, a Chinese man, makes the formulas for the Diamite company, who is now the D of GNLD, Dr. Su was sharing with me the aloe vera that they're making for us there in the States. And the aloe vera, he said, is a cool herb. Now, of course, the Chinese have cool herbs and hot herbs, and cool herbs break cycles. Hot herbs will energize you right now, and one of the hot herbs is ginseng. This is why men like ginseng so much. It gets your power up, your prowess up, and your attitude up right now. And so they're happy with ginseng. But you also need to know about cool herbs, how they break cycles and stress cycles. And certain stress cycles, like migraine headaches, for example, if you start a migraine headache cycle, you'll get a little cold sweat down the back of your neck, and a little bit later you'll get a vice on top of your head squeezing your head, and then you're down in bed for a couple days because the migraine headache knocks you out. And if you can't find a medicine to break the cycle, break the stress cycle, you'll run a full cycle with that problem. So you need to have something that shuts off the cycle and starts you over again. I don't know how many of you here are into the computer age, but you know when your computer gets locked up, there's only one thing you can do, and that's reboot it. Turn it off and let it start up again. That's the only way you can handle a jam up. Well, it's the same way with your stress cycles and your hormone levels within your system if you get into the wrong area of stress. And Cool Herb, and he said, Dr. Su said, that the aloe vera is the king of cool, the best cool stress cycle breaker. So what happens is, for example, you get up in the morning, you drink 2 ounces, and where then you're normally used to having a nice little argument with your spouse, as the argument starts, you say, wait a minute, there's no problem here, it's cool. and then you don't have your argument, you go to work, and they usually want you to work harder, and you want them to pay you harder, and eventually a little stress comes in the office or at work somewhere, and you get ready to yell at each other, say, wait a minute, it's cool, it's no problem here. And you know that if you can keep your stress under control, you can change the end of your life. Do you know there are major statistics of people dying within 1 year of retirement? Such a stress over your entire career that when that breaks and you let down, your system shuts and you're gone. Now, do you know you're supposed to have a life after your career? If you have been able to avoid the stress during the time of your career, when you finally decide to retire, you're going to have 40 more wonderful years of your own. 40 more of your own. If you can break the stress cycle, how many like to have a life after your career? One of the ways that you can possibly have a wonderful life after your career is keep the stress under control with aloe vera. Aloe vera could be one of your biggest, best products with the best repeat purchases, wonderful product in. And we are so proud of what we have in our aloe vera. Do you like our aloe vera?
Yes.
I'm so happy with the aloe vera.